Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Odibey McDowell. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Blankenship. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Bean. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McDowell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson strikes out. The ball gets by Allenson. He chases the ball to the backstop. Blankenship scores. There goes Lansford. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Lansford. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Lansford steals third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McGuire takes first base on 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. McGuire moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. The throw from Allenson to O'Brien and they have been trapped. The throw over to Brown, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Brien takes first base on 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Brien moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Brien moves to third. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Allenson takes first base on ball four. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Firmin takes first base on ball four. Allenson moves to second. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball four. O'Brien scores. Allenson moves to third. Firmin moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blankenship is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lansford for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allenson strikes out. One out. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Firmin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Firmin covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Kitteret now pitching. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Steinbach for a passed ball. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby is walked intentionally. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard now playing second base. Tony Phillips now playing third base. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Furman moves to second. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-3 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Nelson now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bean is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Bean reaches second base with a double. McGuire moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allenson hits a fly ball towards center. Henderson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Henderson. Jacoby scores. Clark moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0-2 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-4 in the game. McDowell strikes out. There goes Brown. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Doug Jones now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. McGuire tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Dave Parker pinch hits for Billy Bean. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Polonia pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Blankenship strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.